Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we wake in Rome on Easter morning. Happy Easter, everyone. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 29 with verses 8 through 9. With those in humble circumstances, be patient. Do not keep them awaiting for your alms. Because of the commandment, help the poor, and in their need, do not send them away empty-handed. Writing in poetry today from Rome, Italy, we climbed 25 flights total of stairs to the dome of St. Peter's Basilica yesterday. It was exhausting and enthralling once we reached the top. Wow is all I can say. Such a blessing to experience. There are many needy people here in Rome. The homeless seem to line certain streets next to the wall that surrounds Vatican City. Their tents are constructed in makeshift camps of comfort. It's hard not to want to hand them a euro or a dollar or two. I brought a bunch of fives, giving to those the Lord calls me to give to. We met an old woman selling prayer cards and asking to sign her guest book. We met several priests and a Franciscan brother that we prayed with in the middle of the street. Special time. Prayer requests for continued safe travel as we ventured towards Assisi to St. Francis's burial location tomorrow. Enjoy the rhymes. In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, it is crucial to act with patience and empathy for those in humble circumstances in need of a hand. They deserve our kindness. They deserve to withstand. God's command is clear. Do not delay in helping those in need. Show them the way. To keep them waiting for our alms is unjust. For the commandment to help the poor is a must. Patience is a virtue. It shows compassion and care. It demonstrates that we are willing to share, to not leave them empty-handed, but to lend a hand, is to follow God's command to help them stand. So let us all remember, in this world so grand, the importance of acting patiently towards those in humble circumstances as God has planned. Let us not keep them waiting, but act with goodwill, for helping the poor in their need is a duty we must fulfill. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 29. It's verses 8 and 9. We have a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Remember the Command. It is said that patience is a virtue, and in times of need, it rings true. For those who act with patience and grace towards those in humble circumstances, they embrace. God's command is clear. Do not keep them waiting. For your alms, their needs are anticipating. To help the poor is a noble deed. To fulfill their needs is goodwill indeed. So when you see someone in need, remember the command, do a good deed, act with patience, show them you care, never leave them empty-handed, always be there. For in the eyes of God, the kindness is key. To help the poor is to set them free. So be patient, be kind, and in their time of need, you will always find time. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokers Wiggins. It is March 31st, Easter morning. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Recording this morning at 6:14 a.m. Rome time. Remember, everyone, that God First Ministries is the supporter and sponsor of Universal Utterings. It is a 501c3 certified ministry, and you can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us today across the world on universalutterings.com. That gives us the opportunity to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. It is about 5 hours difference from the United States in Florida here, and we are off to a morning Easter Mass with Pope Francis in about another hour. Pray for our patience today in waiting in lines and being able to experience the Mass in full. Thanks again for joining us today across the world, and we share our love with you each and every morning, saying God bless you. In Jesus' name we close at 7:11. Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name.